there's a little subject that Brother Isaac mentioned, and I want to talk about that. He mentioned the first night about causing a stink in the sight of the Lord. I want to talk to you about an expression Jesus made in the book of John when Lazarus died. It tells us in these scriptures, in the 11th chapter, in verse 4, when Lazarus died, Jesus was not nearby, and he got the news that he was died, and he made this statement, and it's a strange statement, in verse 4. When he heard about it, it says that he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." You know, if we had been there and to see him fly around and heal the sick and the blind and do this, that, and the other and move mountains and just do all the things, walk on water that you might think about that would glorify God, it seems to be a strange expression that a man that he loved died, and he's telling the people that listen to him, "Don't worry about that, because it's happened that I might be glorified." Now, I don't care to just preach to be preaching. I think, and I like to think, not all things do, but I like to think that a lot of preaching, talking about somebody else, has a very direct application to ourselves personally. I want to just talk about a stinking thing right now. And remember, Jesus went to where Lazarus was, and he was fixing to give Lazarus life. And they told him, says, "Lord, by now he stinks." I want you to think about when Jesus come to seek you out, how bad did you stink in his nostrils? I'm not going to take the time for time's sake, because I appreciate those of you that's here, and it wouldn't surprise me to see some of you go to sleep after such a good meal that we've had and all you've been doing this day. But this thought is on my mind. There's not a single one of us, unless we somehow or another had the experience of John the Baptist, who leapt for joy in Elizabeth's womb before he was born naturally. I don't know of anybody that's ever explained that they had that experience. But according to the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, "And you hath he quickened," that is, made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and in sin." Well, if God, the Holy Spirit, and Christ, the Son of God, who gave his life for dead sinners, came unto us, I'm going to ask you, do you suppose that you stank in his nostrils as bad as a man that had been in a grave all these days without embalming? If I had to sit back and think about that a minute, I'd have to say probably I stunk worse. All these scriptures that we read in the Bible, you know, there's that story about even making medicine for you, how that dead flies get in the apothecary and cause even that to stink before God. And it also teaches us how that moral offenses cause a stink in the sight of others as well as in the sight of God. Also, it tells us that disobeying God's instructions causes us to stink in the sight of God. A person's sins all stink in the sight of God according to the scripture. And of course that scripture in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 16 about the first 13 verses talks about the child that was born and it wasn't washed and it wasn't suppled and it was just thrown out in the field to die. No doubt that stank. It's been a long time since I read the story about the potter having power over the clay to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. And this story that I read was talking about the clay that a potter uses to make the vessel with. And I had never read that in a story before, and it's been so long since I read it, I don't even remember who the author was. I'm sorry. But that author said that that clay that a potter uses stinks so bad that he has to almost, or she, whoever's the potter, almost has to cover their nose to bring it up out of the pit and use it. It says, hath not the potter power over the clay, so will you consider that we was designed by God out of very stinking clay. Now, I want you to think about how you feel about stinking things. I'm sure that all of you, when you get ready to come to church, you want to wash yourself real good. You want to put deodorant on. You want to smell the best and look the best that you can. I'm sure that you don't want to step in something and get it on your shoe that stinks. And the why is because you don't like to carry the smell around with you. That's one of the reasons folks who like to hunt and go in the woods want to avoid skunks real bad. Because if one of them gets a hold of you and squirts its love on you, yes, that you have to burn your clothes almost to get rid of it. So we don't like to stink. And we don't like to go and hang around with things that stink so bad. But think about our condition now. Think about how your sins, your deadness, your corruption, your disobedience, your aggravation, and everything that you are by nature, which was contrary to God. Think about how that must have stank in his nostrils. But like as to Lazarus, now I'll finish up and talk to you a little about how that was. He didn't go over as quick as they wanted to come. But when he got there, Lazarus was dead. That's the shortest verse in the Bible. Some of you little children, that's a good one for you to start memorizing, because a person like me can even remember that one where Jesus wept. The shortest verse in God's Word. That's how he loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. But when he came, I'm going to pick up in verse 39 of chapter 11 in John. Jesus spoke to him and said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." I think about my own experience. Some people cannot remember when the Lord came to them and brought them from death unto life. I can. I was in Old Fellowship Church. Hated to be there. Thought they was the ugliest people I ever saw. And I despised the way they sung. And I figured out when I was a young kid, and even up into my teen years, if I went to sleep and didn't disturb nobody, my daddy would let me do that. And I was so bored and felt that way right up till that time. But while I was asleep, I wasn't hearing the preaching. Wasn't that. But while I was asleep, something woke me up. And when I woke up, I was able to see the most beautiful people all of a sudden that I'd ever seen in my life. And you know what? It hadn't changed till this day. And when they sang, I heard the sweetest music that I'd ever heard in my life. And I hadn't thought about it, but when that opportunity was given to come and confess your sins, follow Jesus and baptize, being baptized, and seek membership in the church. I didn't wait 10 years to do that. I left my seat and went before I realized what I was doing, hardly. Now, I realized why I was doing it, but I didn't realize, I hadn't thought about they wouldn't take me. As a matter of fact, June didn't get to my wife, didn't get to go that day. And we wasn't even thinking about marrying at that time. She didn't get to go because they didn't have a car back in World War II days. But her mom and daddy went, and they went home and told her, and she liked to tell it, said, "Well, Jerry Hunt joined the church today." She said, "Well, they'll take anybody then." And not just the way. And I'll tell you what, that's the way she felt. And she had good reason to feel that. I was a terrible sinner by practice as well as by nature. But God gave me life. What a stinking sinner I was. God gave me life, and he came to me before I got polished up and got to smelling good while I was still thinking. Here he is at the grave of Lazarus. And Lazarus' sister said, "Lord, by now he's stinking." But Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe if thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Apparently he'd already talked to God about this. Then they took away the stone. And then I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot. Don't mean he walked out. He had grave clothes on. His face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus told them, and I just want to drop this thought, that's all you can do to a child of God is what Jesus said, loose him and let him go. You can't give him the life. You can't make him walk. Just loose him and let him go and serve God. Don't cast no stumbling stones in front of him. There's so much in this lesson that if I had the strength and time, I'd love to talk to you about it. But I think that I have given you my point. Jesus Christ gives life to stinking sinners. And I want you to look around in this congregation. Everyone that you see that loves the Lord and believes in Jesus Christ has been done by him just like Lazarus was for the glory of God. It ain't for your glory. God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.